Matt, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. I'm curious what your defense can benefit from having faced the Broncos December 18th in terms of that unique offensive scheme.
I think that, you know, obviously every time you play a team for the second time, you're hoping to, you know, be able to understand what they do a little bit better. I do think, though, that this offense just continues to improve every week and grow in dimension. So I don't know if you ever really have a, you know, a full scale of everything that they do. So we're just going to try to work as hard as we can to, you know, get ready to go and do the best we can to handle everything that they do.
What was the, in what way did they give you guys the most trouble in that first quarter last time that kind of led to the scheme change that you guys had?
I think it's just really a matter of execution. They came out and executed very well, you know, as they do in all their games, and we needed to do a better job of just executing what it is that we were trying to do. So I think that's the biggest thing for us, is just for everybody to go out and do their job and try to execute to their fullest.
Matt, what are your thoughts on Josh McDaniels' return to the staff?
I mean, just obviously on a personal level, Josh is a, you know, is a good friend. But I mean, really for us, it's just more about focusing on Denver, for us defensively, as far as what we can do to try to handle everything that they do and get ready to, you know, play the best defense that we can this week against a very, very good offense.
Matt, it's pretty clear that people underestimate Tim Tebow at their own peril. What did you take away from yesterday's game that he might have showed you that you hadn't seen from him?
I think, you know, obviously Tim Tebow is a great competitor, and you watch all of his games, not just yesterday, but you watch all of his games, and you can see just what a great competitor he is, how much he's improved, how much he improves every week, and, you know, just really what a big challenge it is for us to get ready to be able to play him on, you know, next weekend. So we certainly got our work cut out for us.
Matt, when you make a sort of a scheme change and really scrap what you have been doing all week, like you did last time when you played the Broncos, it seems to take some trust in the team that they'll be able to kind of adjust on the fly. What is it about this defense that lets you think that you know, you can change so much mid-game and then have so much success like you guys did?
I just think the game of football in general is about adjustments, and I think there's going to be some adjustments in every game. And I think, you know, the bottom line, though, is just that everyone goes out and does their job to their best of their ability, no matter what that job is. So I think, you know, it's all part of the game.
Do you envision Devin McCourty playing more safety going forward or returning more to a primary role at cornerback?
I think the good thing about, you know, our defense is that everyone prepares to do everything they can to help the team win, no matter what that is. And certainly all of our players on our defense know multiple positions, and, you know, we're just fortunate to have guys that can do that.
Matt, in your coaching history, did you have an inspiration or even a mentor as far as being a play caller?
I think there's certain people that throughout your coaching career influence all the different jobs that you do and all the different things that you learn. So obviously, you know, being at New England has had the biggest influence on myself. But throughout my coaching career, I just tried to make sure that I studied everyone that I worked with and took all the positives that I could from all the different people that I've been around, just to try to make myself a better coach.
Matt, how would you describe sort of what the reaction was among your staff members just on seeing Billy O'Brien for the first time since he was hired as Penn State coach?
I think it's just really important for us to focus on Denver this week and really try to make sure that we do everything we can to prepare ourselves for a very difficult game this weekend.
Matt, there has been a lot of discussion this year about the statistics of your defense, 31st in yards allowed, but then I guess, I don't know what you ended at, 15th or something in points allowed. How do you make sense of the numbers and statistics associated with your defense, and did you focus on that or use that at all this season?
think every week we just try to prepare our defense to do the best job they can on that particular Sunday against that particular opponent we play. I think that's the most important thing we can do. And obviously we've got a great challenge ahead of us this week, and all of our focus and attention is on Denver and going out and trying to play the best possible game that we can.